This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
An event happening later in the week at Roseburg VA Medical Center, and Tracy Palmer from the VA in to talk about it. And Tracy, first of all, you've got a title that doesn't even fit on a card, I don't think. Tell us what it is.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you for having me. So again, like Kyle said, my name is Tracy Palmer. I'm the chief of CDCE. So CDCE stands for the Center for Development and Civic Engagement. So that's my new title at the Roseburg VA.
All right. So you've got a special welcome home event for veterans later this week. Talk about it.
Yeah. We try to have this annually. We have this special event to honor and show our gratitude and appreciation to our Vietnam veterans, to let them know they're not forgotten and their sacrifices that they've made for our country are so greatly appreciated, and they just mean so much to us.
So it's happening on Wednesday, what time, where, and all that?
So we are having this event at the Douglas County Fairgrounds in the big conference hall area. It is indoor. And the doors open at 10, and the event starts at 11 o'clock. And if you need to register for that, you can call the 541-440-1000, extension 44350.
Now, do you need to register, or?
We'd prefer if they registered just so we can have a good head count for the food, because we're also doing a light luncheon. We're also having the Northwest Navy Band, who is going to show up for this event as well.
Wow. And any speakers? Or
we have guest speakers from ODVA, and then also the John Hanlon, the sheriff, will be there, and also all of the county commissioners.
So why is it important to do this every year?
This gives us the opportunity to take the time that we really should to honor our Vietnam veterans for, like I said earlier, their sacrifices. Everything they've done for our country, they just mean so much to us.
And what kind of turnout do you normally get at this?
We usually have between 200 and 300 people show up to this event.
All right, so quite a bit going on. Now, one of the things at the VA, you've got not only your staff, but you've got a lot of volunteers that help you out in different ways, right?
Yeah, we have approximately 100 volunteers in Roseburg. We have about 50 or 60 up in Eugene. I have one in North Bend and one over in Florence.
Wow, and what kinds of things do they do?
Oh, boy. Our opportunities are kind of endless. It's not just, you know, pushing wheelchairs anymore. They do compassionate care, contact volunteering. We have My Life, My Story volunteering. They also help out in the pharmacy and out in the metal shop, and they're in most all of the departments at the VA.
All right, and so obviously a big help out.
Oh, for sure. The volunteers actually they bring in over $2 million of, like, free resources at the VA. That's the support that we receive from them.
Wow. So a big help there. Yep. All right, a lot going on. So, again, if people want to get to this event Wednesday, again, what time and what do they need to do?
Again, they can just give a phone call to our office there at the VA at 541-440-1000, extension 44350. And if you can't call in, just go ahead and show up anyway. You will not be turned away to the Douglas County Fairgrounds there at the conference hall. Again, doors open at 10 and the ceremony starts at 11.
All right, Tracy Palmer from the Roseburg VA, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
8:35.